Unit 3, page 113. Reading. Too much of a good thing? Opinion.
Many people love to cook, play, or perform music, meditate, dance, and knit. They say that these activities are healthy, effective, and fun ways to settle down after a long, hard day. They provide a pleasure that other activities may not. I've heard some people say that these are positive addictions. In his book, Positive Addiction, William Glasser gives some criteria for positive addiction. It is something non-competitive that you choose to do and you can devote approximately an hour a day to. It is possible for you to do it easily and it doesn't take too much effort to do it well. You do it alone or rarely with others, and you do not depend upon others to do it. You believe that it has some value, physical, mental, or spiritual, for you. You believe that if you persist at it, you will improve. But this is completely subjective. You are the only one who needs to measure the improvement. You can do it without criticizing yourself. A positive addiction does not rule your life. It stays confined within a time frame. The pleasure is diminished if you are angry at yourself for not getting better at an activity. A negative attitude cannot be part of a positive addiction. While reading the book, a few things came to mind. Can athletes be considered positive addicts? After all, they do compete with others, and they are often unhappy with the results. Some people say that athletes are addicted to high achievement and success. Is that positive? Talented musicians are known to practice long hours every day. They want to reach a high level of performance, with or without comparing themselves to others. Is this positive addiction? I wonder why healthy behaviours that contribute to happiness should be called positive addictions. What is gained by calling them addictions? Is there some positive value in being seen as an addict? I think what is described here is actually moderation. The word addiction is normally used to differentiate normal behaviours from those that are not normal, that are beyond excessive, and that can lead to significant physical and psychological negative consequences. I think it should stay that way. If you enjoy certain activities and gain happiness from them, that is what is important, whether you are a famous athlete or artist, or an ordinary human being.